You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price this evening. This is going to be a fun one. I've been looking forward to this one over the weekend. Tom Pink, who is Director of Public Relations for Lake Superior State University. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You've been a very busy guy the last few days.
Yes, we have been.
Okay. Now, the reason, I'm sure Tom is a fine gentleman. I've talked to him a couple of times quickly. The reason I wanted to call tonight is you've come up, Lake Superior State University comes up every year with a list of the words to be banished this year. Let's start first with, where did this list come from?
It was the idea of Bill Raby, who was the director of PR at Lake State in the late 60s, right up to the late 80s. He and some friends at a New Year's Eve party were talking about words and phrases that they hate, and they came up with a list, and Bill was great at coming up with crazy ideas to get publicity for Lake State, and he thought this list would be a good idea. And so January 1, 1976, he sent out the first one, and it's taken over from there with people sending in nominations every year.
Unbelievable. Well, I think I got a little heads up on how this got started when you said it was at a New Year's Eve party. That starts to explain a little bit of the process. The list got looser, I'm guessing, as the night went on. Shall we just jump into, well, actually, first of all, what does a word have to do to be banished?
The Bill called the list, he said that words had to either be overused or misused or generally useless. And most of the words and phrases that we get are people say they're sick of hearing them. That's just about everybody says that. But so we look at number of nominations, the number of people who say, I'm sick of hearing about this. We also look at keeping it lighthearted because, of course, it's not serious. No dictionaries are changed. But so we like to look for nominations that are lighthearted.
Very good. Why don't we jump into the list at this point of banned words and phrases of 2011 from Lake Superior State University? Tom, you want to jump in?
The one that received the most nominations this year was viral. Viral apparently has gone viral. I think it started out in advertising, and then it YouTube. Videos on YouTube went viral all the time, and it's gone beyond that with your friends and enemies sending you email messages asking you to make them viral.
So there you go. So that's one where it has been overused, misused, or is useless, according to the list.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, what's number two?
Epic came in close behind viral. Used to describe everything now. I'll go tell my friends about this radio interview, and I'll tell them it was epic.
But that will be true.
Yeah, you're right, and so I won't be faulted for that.
Okay, now are these in order of vote get, you know, top vote getting and going down?
We usually throw the first one or two that get the most nominations on the top. After that, they're not. We try to group them. We had some this year, viral and epic and fail, all associated with the way we communicate and technology, I guess.
Okay, and that was apparently our next word was fail.
Fail.
And that can go in conjunction with epic fail.
It often is used with epic, and meaning a mistake or something that you did that was silly or stupid or an accident, and somebody caught it with a cell phone camera and sent it over the internet, a viral video.
Very good. What's our? And I'm accused. I've used all these words probably today. I'm a little concerned about myself. What's next on the list, Tom?
I'm just as guilty. Don't worry.
Okay.
we have wow factor, which was is still big on cable TV cooking shows. One of the nominations came from a lady in Knoxville, Tennessee, who said it was a done-to-death phrase.
There you go. There you go. And then we move on to?
Aha moment.
Oh, we hear that a lot.
Oh, yes. The point at which you began to understand something, all of a sudden we have to have a label for that.
Instead of just getting it.
Yes.
Okay.
Something that you might hear in news a lot is the backstory instead of background now, or the history.
The backstory. That's a good, you know, I'm sure I've used that today. Okay, we'll keep going. I'm not sure what this is saying about me, Tom, but we'll keep going.
As I say, I'm just as guilty. BFF, which stands for Best Friends Forever.
That's about texting.
Yep. We've banished similar terms in the past, LOL and OMG, and this falls right into that category.
Well, OMG, I'm glad you did that. We've got a couple minutes left here, so we'll go through these and then come back and talk about them if we can. Man up is our next one.
Man up, repudiate. And Mama Grizzlies and the American people all came under politics this year.
Boy, Sarah Palin gets props on that, and that's probably another word, right?
Yeah. I did, doing interviews today, I did hear someone nominate props for next year.
Oh, so, well, I'm just leading the trend here. We then go to one I know I say all the time, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Boy, has that become popular.
Wow. Okay, from there?
Facebook and Google as verbs. And what we all heard over the weekend, the New Year holiday, make sure you live life to the fullest.
We've got about a minute left, minute and a half or so. Are there any words that didn't make it on the list, Tom, that you felt should have gotten there?
There were a number of, I guess we'd call them Jersey Shore-isms that we discussed. We didn't have a lot of nominations, but we had some. But it seemed like people were taking shots more at the show than at the language.
Well, it's just easy to do that. Come on.
Yeah, it is. We'll see what happens next year. That's what often happens. We'll get some nominations, and it'll come close to making the cut, but not quite, but then may make it next year.
Okay, and where do these nominations come from? People just now, like you said, it's built a reputation, and they come to you?
Yes, they come in through our website, lssu.edu/banished. And I don't think we got a piece of snail mail this year. It all comes through the website now, and they're sent from around the world. It's amazing to me. Every year, the interest just continues to grow.
And so people can hop on that website. You want to say it one more time?
LSSU, for Lake Superior State University, .edu/banished.
Perfect.
And we take nominations all year. There's a form right there they can fill out.
Plus, they can see this year's list and past year's lists as well.
Yes, there's an alphabetized list of all the words banished since 1976.
Well, you know, I just want, you know, I was thinking of just going, well, really? But I'm sure, what year was that word banished?
Really?
Really?
I'm not sure if it has been yet. I'll have to take a look.
So that's two words we can get on for next year already.
That's right.
There you go. Well, Tom, this has been an awful lot of fun. It's just great fun going through the list again, seeing what we annoy people with that we don't try to. Tom, have a great evening. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
You too. We've been speaking with Tom Pink, who's Director of Public Relations, Lake Superior State University. What a fun interview. What a fun guy. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.